A couple of centuries ago, a constitutional convention was held in Philadelphia, and the Philadelphia Society commemorates that momentous event. In 1864, a constitutional convention was held in Charlottetown, and that became the formation of the Canadian Constitution. The American Constitutional Convention was designed to ensure that the states could protect themselves against any possible threat from Britain. The Charlottetown Convention was designed and convened because the Canadians made what turned out to be a good forecast, which was the North was going to win the Civil War, and it was the largest army assembled by mankind to that time, and there were some reason to believe that the returning Yankee forces might decide to move north, and that we needed protection from Britain against the United States. So in looking at the foundation events that we commemorate in our society's names, one was designed to protect against Britain, one was designed to protect against the United States. And yet what it is we share today. Fortunately, since Britain's chief operating officer is Margaret Thatcher, she poses no threat to us or indeed to free people everywhere. Since the United States' chief executive officer is Ronald Reagan, he's not only not a threat, but a support to free people everywhere. So if that kind of tradition can be continued, indeed, the kinds of things that once divided us can be forgotten. Now, we do have some issues between our countries, and those will be explored in tomorrow's sessions and in the remarks that Thomas Paine will be giving this evening. What is historic about this, and I use that adjective carefully, is that an organization which in the United States has been so important in helping to provide an intellectual construct for a political revolution in your country should be holding a meeting here at a time when Canada is trying to rethink what it is going to do with itself. That is not being done in a sense of crisis. Canadians have difficulty thinking crises. We have the fastest growing economy of all 16 OECD countries. That is a closely guarded secret. Indeed, our Statistics Canada even publishes the statistics in a way that our poor finance minister has difficulty proclaiming how well we do. But if you measure fast growth on the basis of real GNP growth, last year we were second only to Japan, this year we're number one. And we are certainly growing far faster than the United States. We are running a gigantic trade surplus with the United States. And although protectionism in the United States up until quite recently was looking at such formidable competitors as Japan, Korea, and Germany, it has come to the attention at least of some northern states, and particularly those in the Northwest, that the product pouring in comes from Canada. And so we are now faced with situations which in Canada are gradually attaining crisis proportions, where the question of the relationship between our countries is defined. The question of free trade, which both President Reagan and Brian Mulroney put on the national agendas of our two countries, started off in an atmosphere of total amity, and is now degenerating as a result of forces, special interest groups within each country. We in the Charlottetown Society, we've already had one meeting on this free trade issue. This is one thing that we happen to believe is of overarching importance for the future of our country. We realize that it is not a central agenda item for most Americans, but when the Philadelphia Society chose to have the meeting here, it was with full recognition that this would become a major political question in the United States, and indeed has become a significant question in the upcoming congressional elections. In addition, there is the fact, which is ineluctable, that the Canadian landmass stands between the United States and the Soviet Union, and that no system of defense that the United States can devise, whatever technology it uses, can be fully effective without full cooperation from Canada as regards both sites for land radar bases and also the ability to implant things for submarine detection under the Arctic Ocean. And those are things that can only be arranged by mutual understanding and a recognition of the mutual threat. Whereas Americans are aware of the clear and present danger from the Soviet Union, it is fashionable in Canada to deride that threat. We will be looking at those issues tomorrow. This sounds very somber. I don't want it to be. This is going to be a fun weekend. We are delighted to be united with you in this experiment, and it is an experiment. As far as the Charlottetown Society is concerned, we do not have the kind of lineage or record of the Philadelphia Society. Indeed, we are an illustration of yet and again of the fact that the Americans are Canadians' best friends. Had it not been for the initiative of the Heritage Foundation and the Philadelphia Society in helping us get started, we would not have a chance of attaining that critical mass necessary to make an organization succeed. The Canadian climate is hostile not just to citrus plants. It is hostile to those who believe in free markets and in conservatism, but it is not a vicious or an incivil hostility. And what the Charlottetown Society seeks to do is to create that kind of intellectual ambiance where those Canadians who do believe in free markets can get together and eventually start creating the kind of intellectual background that perhaps at some time in the future a government will choose to call on. That has been the experience of the United States with your organization, that eventually a government came into power that wanted to have that kind of support. Alas, we do not have that kind of situation yet in Canada, but we are planting the seeds. Our speaker this evening is perhaps the perfect speaker to kick off this conference. Dr. Thomas Pangle is one of those people who can speak about the Canadian and American situations from the perspective of having been on both sides of the border and being involved in both societies' experiences. His most recent experiences come from his involvement at Yale, in the political science department there, where he was deemed by the intellectual establishment to be too much to the right. And then at the University of Toronto, where although it is obviously a fact that Canadians tend to be more to the left than the Americans, he has found not only a place to teach, but a place to exert enormous influence on students, a fact I can attest from feedback I've gotten from young people here. So he is one of those splendid exports that can help get Canada on the right path. Those of you who read National Review, which I would hope would include a large percentage of the audience, would have encountered a splendid article he wrote about a year ago about patriotism. That concept may have somewhat different inflections on the two sides of the border, but its essential thrust remains the same. I invite you to welcome Dr. Thomas Pangle to this meeting tonight, talk about what it is we share, what it is that divides us, how it is we can work together.